Welcome to On the Edge Brains here. This is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Good morning and welcome home, Brains. She smiles and looks at me and says, turn and give me a little baby smile as I model and pose for photographer Ann Landstrom. Here on the Edge, Ann has a powerful testimony of what it looks like to start over through the lens of her camera. She's going to give us a snapshot. She's extremely experienced as a photographer, and she uses her camera to change the way people look at themselves, both men and women. Hearing her story of passion, pleasure, and pain will keep our shutters open and the light shining bright. Her work spans from fashion to portraits, professional headshots, branding, and we must mention her boudoir photos are simply illuminating. Brains, help me with the lighting. Turn down the shades. Get the atmosphere ready to welcome our guest, Ann Landstrom, to the Edge. Hi, Ann.
Hi, April. Wow, I love that. Make me feel so special.
You are special. You are special. I'm so glad. I've never
Thank
had a
you.
Photographer here on the Edge, so I'm glad for you to be here and to tell your story and to, again, give us a snapshot of what it's like to start over. So can you tell us how you ended up in San Diego, California, all the way from Stockholm, Sweden?
Well, it's popped a few cities before I ended up in San Diego. I came here with a boyfriend in 1984 and started in L.A. Then I lived in Orange County for a while and remarried and moved to San Diego around 2000.
Okay. All right. So that's good. So you've been here a little while. So tell us a little bit about your story and what happened. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, to start my photography story, I went to college for photography when I was pregnant with my middle son. I've always been loving the arts, and I used to paint on canvas and take painting classes. And my father, who is in Sweden, said, you always send home such a great pictures. Why don't you go and take a photography class? Maybe you can actually make some money. So I took his advice, and I went and took photography 101 and fell in love with the medium. And I took every single photography class there was at the college and got my certificate. And I've never looked back ever since.
Wow, that's great. So as your career evolved and your marriage kind of collapsed, what happened?
Yes. So I was in a, I should say, a verbally and mentally abused relationship with my ex-husband. And it ended up really, really bad. And actually, my youngest son and I ended up homeless, more or less, for well, it was probably 3 months. We slept at people's houses and couches and guest houses until I could get a job. I was a housewife at the time and did photography business on the side, and I got a job and could get us into a, we rented a small room in another woman's house. And then I worked as a caterer, delivering sandwiches, because that was the only job I could find at the time. And then I found a job in at Craigslist for a boudoir photographer for a company. And back then I thought, who needs to have all these pictures in their lingerie? But I loved the photography, and I knew I wanted to make more money. So I applied for the job and got the job and loved it. I fell in love with everything about boudoir, what it does for women, what it did for me. Sometimes I was more of a therapist, and sometimes I was more in therapy when I was having discussions with these women. And yeah,
it was. It's absolutely beautiful. I want to share with my brains that I had an opportunity to take some mini photos with you, and we had an absolutely wonderful experience. We drank champagne and we laughed, and we had different kind of music and lighting. It was just a beautiful experience. And I noticed on your website you have a caption that that reads, "I promise to give you an experience that awakens your true beauty. Your photographs will change how you see yourself." How does that change a person's image, be it a man or a woman, when they are able to, you know, put on something pretty and stand in front of the camera and then look at that? What are some of the reactions that you've gotten from some of your clients?
Well, I think everyone wants to shine or deserves to shine in their own light. And we all come from different backgrounds, and I believe that whole photography experience, no matter if you do a boudoir or whatever session that you decide to do, and you get pampered, you have a day for yourself, and you see these pictures of how I see you and the rest of the world, it just changed how you see yourself.
It really does. It really does. Can you give our brains a few posing tips? The first thing I noticed when I was looking at your work before I became a model mm-hmm. was the placement of the hands. Your models have the most exquisite placement of the hands. Can you give us a few tips
yeah.
that people can do, you know, like maybe how to hold their stomach in or make their waist look smaller when they take photographs?
Absolutely. One thing that I learned from my mentor, who is Sue Bryce, who I admire and have taken a lot of workshops from, she always says you can always tell what a level or how good a photographer is with looking on the hands of the person that they have photographed. But mm-hmm. one thing that I learned is from her, if you take your hands for us women, and rather than place them, when you place them in your waistline, you can take inches off just to move them in towards your belly button. That would shrink your, you would probably take off 3 inches on each side when you pose for a picture, just moving them in. Rather than setting them on your waist towards your back, you move them in towards
right.
your belly button, and you instantly shrunk a couple of dress sizes.
Wow. How do you get rid of that neck and chin?
Well, you want to put your chin forward and then put it down. That would elongate your neck, and it just makes everybody, I don't care what size or age you are, it will look a lot better in pictures.
Now, touching up of photographs, you know, there's a lot of times mm-hmm. we see in magazines and we've read in magazines that celebrities really are touched up to the hilt. What are some things
yeah.
that people should kind of look at? I mean, should they take out, like, the imperfection of their flaws or, you know, like taking wrinkles out of their clothes? Does that also make them look thinner and slimmer? What kind of touch-ups do photographers do on photographs?
Well, some do more and some do less. I personally touch up only so you get the best version of yourself. I don't
right.
change really anything on your body shape or if you have some pimples or if you have anything else that you particularly want not to show in pictures. I know we women, we don't like things hanging out at places where they shouldn't be. So
right.
I know how to look for that and to make everybody look beautiful and feel beautiful when they look at the photographs without distorting the image of yourself.
Right, right, right. Because it's still important that
yeah.
the person must shine through. So tell us a little bit, you know,
absolutely.
So what sort of photographs do you do? Now, I know that we talked a little bit about the boudoir, but what other mm-hmm. services do you provide at your studio?
I do branding and headshots. So if you have a business and need pictures for your web presence, website, and social media, LinkedIn, these days, you only have one first impression, and it's very important that you don't have a headshot from 10 years ago or even 2 years ago that you want to have fresh, updated looks because your website is your storefront. And
right.
Everybody these days go and look on your social media, and it's important to picture that's not taken with a selfie because
right.
you represent your business. Yeah.
Right, and then also
and
something else
I
saw in your... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and I also do families, and I do beauty, portrait sessions where you come in. I have a large studio wardrobe with beautiful gowns and
yes, you do.
Cool skirts. And the
it is a girl's haven in there. You have such beautiful earrings and lace and feathers and furs. Oh, my God, it's just beautiful. I want to jump in a minute because you said family portraits. That was another thing that I noticed in your studio. And, Brains, please follow Ann Landstrom at Ann's Photography on Instagram and go and look at them. They are just majestic how she has, you know, four generations or mothers and daughters. The family portraits are great. And we were talking about that because everybody now carries their photographs on their phone. And I think that that is such a disservice. I still print photos. I do. You can look on my walls. I want people to see that. I want them to share that. And people don't do that anymore. So a family portrait is extremely important to have, you know, as the generations unfold. It's really a great thing. And you do a wonderful job at that. So I want to talk about any upcoming shows or promotions. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said you can't pass down your iPhone, you know, to the next generation.
No. And it's, you know, just, I don't know, it just takes away the quality. It's like, oh, we went on vacation and we're sitting there scrolling on a 3 or 4 inch screen, you know, instead of actually seeing the photographs. I want to talk about any upcoming shows or events or promotions where people might be able to see your work, get in contact with you.
I'm doing a Women's Expo, Wine, Women, and Wealth. It's going to be at La Jolla Marriott, I believe, on March 2nd. So I'm doing a vendor booth there so that you can come and see me and see my work there. And also I will have some show specials for sessions if you book me that day. I also am having at my hairdressers, I have some pictures up there. It is Violet Salon in Encinitas. And that's about what I'm doing right now. And you can
well, that's
come
great.
And
then I know that you were also
media.
Working, you were thinking about working with students, you know, teaching them photography and going into the classrooms. Is that one of the, your nonprofit, your giving programs that you're a part of?
Yes, I would love to do that. And also going forward, I am want to get in to help and give back to domestic abuse and violence. I'm actually meeting somebody today that has a program called the Love is Kind movement. And so I wanted to put together something with her to help women to start feeling good about themselves again after going through what I went through and what so many other women have gone through, and that lowers their self-esteem and don't feel good, make them not feel good about themselves. And what I do has a huge impact on your self-esteem.
Right. And before we conclude, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, you said that you work with your mentor. Can you tell us about your mentor? I don't want to share it. I want you to share because, you know, you speak so highly of her and her work, and I know that she's one of the top three, in the nation?
Well, I like to see her as one of the top portrait photographers in the world today. She comes from New Zealand, and I'm a big believer in vision boards and putting things out in the universe to make things happen. And when I was going through a hard time, I actually put her picture on my vision board because I admired her work so much, and I don't know exactly what I wanted, if I wanted to have a photo shoot with her or go to one of her events. A little over 2 years ago, I did actually get to go to one of her workshops in Los Angeles, and I've taken many, many, many more workshops from her since then. And she has actually come and filmed my home studio when I was having a home studio at my house and told my story. And this past week, I was in Los Angeles and was one of her mentees helping other photographers at a workshop. So,
well, that's so important that you have, you know, people that are, you know, in your corner 110% to help you develop your skills and hone in on what's going on. We just want to thank you so much for coming to The Edge. And can you tell our Brains really quickly how they can get in contact with you?
They can get in contact with me by phone, 760-610-6263, or Ann at annphotography.com. I'm in Carlsbad, California, and love to hear from you guys.
All right, Brains, get in contact with her. Get your headshot done. Get yourself a new look. okay, so we can shine here on the edge. Thank you so much, Ann Landstrom. Please know that you can always snap
us right
here. Have a good one.